วัสดีค่ะ Good morning everybody Namaste Ni hao Makanda omaka Jao kak se Anjong haseyo Arigato gozaimasu Megalaba Hiora Selamat pagi สวัสดีค่ะ
สวัสดีค่ะ I'm not expert about any language only Lao language สวัสดีค่ะ
สบายดี
Okay sister good morning everybody before we presentation about University of Life I have short story but really nice story please you enjoy this story in the project
Isn't that moving, sister? I'm crying. So if even though he has only one leg, but life has to go on, and he has done his best. He has used his potentiality, even though with only one leg, but he has the will to live, and he can do a marvelous dancing. So even though we are not perfect, we can take on the best in our life and to share with the other people. That's what we learned from yesterday when we went to Life University Learning Institute for Everyone. We are three groups, group 2U, 3U and 4U. So quite a big number. This is our picture. And this is Professor Seri Pongpit. He was the man who has begun this project. He was explaining to us his life experience. He has changed many kinds of work. And lastly, when he came to this, to the thought of Life Learning University, because he got really sick, and from that sickness, he has learned something new for the people. In this university, it is not the academic one, it is not institution one, but they have departments. When the student enter enrolled, they can choose one of these three departments. Number one is interdisciplinary study for local development. Number 2, community health. And 3, science and technology for community. The student who can join this university have to finish their high school. That is the only requirement. No age limit, because yesterday they told us that one student has graduated at the age of 80, and he has asked the professor, and I think he has been also finished his master, and he asked the professor, are you going to open the PhD? Because if not, it will be too late for me to learn. When the student has enrolled, each one has to do 4 plans. Everybody has to do 4 plans. One life plan, the second one financial plan, the third one occupation or professional plan, and the fourth one is health plan. And for each plan, it has to be concrete. You are not just writing is in the paper, but you have to do it. If the student is really fat and he enter into this program, maybe his health plan will be, I want to reduce my weight. And so he has to study, has to make plan how to. He has to, and then he has to report the progress and the success of the plan. So all this, each one has to do along the time they study, 3 years, at least 3 years, to be finished, to be for the course. And the philosophy of the study behind this university is way to self-sufficiency. So each student will look back to the source. Look back to the root. Look back to the root is not look back to the past, but they will look back to the root of the local people where they were born. What is good, what has used to, what used to be done and is still useful for today, they will make use of on those things. Back to the basics, this means that they will live in a simple way of life. Live simple way of life. And look back to the nature. They will cooperate in protecting the nature, the environment. This is the center where the students gather together. They use the one center of the municipality of Mueang District in Samut Songkhram Province. It is the center for in Thai we call Kan Sik Sa Nok Rong Rien. That means it is not the non-formal education. So this group joined with the university and this after the professor has briefed us, then we are going to go to the learning center, to visit the learning center. We visit the coconut sugar project. In this center, the people in the community, they gather together as members of this group. Members of this group, they make sugar from coconut syrup. So instead, they did not show us how to, but in the process, the flowers of the coconut, instead of letting the grow into coconut, they cut a little bit at the border, a little bit every day, and they put one pot at the, to take the, because when we cut the border of the flowers, then the syrup will flow. So every day they gather the syrup and put together, and they boil only for half an hour boiling. After that, they will stir in a machine to dry. They don't cook until it dry, because it will get the bad smell because of the fire. Overcooked. Burned, been burned. So they've been only half an hour boiling. And then they've been stir in this. The stirring will help to dry. After this is still not the dry yet. And then when it is you can see small insects. This is not the flies. Bees, they are bees. Come to eat, to work. Their life, this is their life living, to earn their life living free, for free. And this, they have put the sugar in the bowl and let it dry, and after that they remove and sell. For each one is half kilo.
Small one?
Half kilo, 15 baht. So, and then they are also small one. Small one is more beautiful, so it's more expensive. Some of us has bought that. After that, we got really tired because the bus is really big. It's really long. So whenever we go to a one place, we have to wait for the chauffeur to go down and to examine the place, how I am going to turn. So the chauffeur is also really tired. And then so we are hungry. And we eat, we enjoy our food. After we finish eating, the professor has asked some students to come and share their experience in their study. So we can see the professor, and then on both sides there were students. One of them has already finished. The others, that one has finished. She spent 3 years, and now she is working to help the community as a volunteer in many projects. The man in the blue at the right side of the professor and the lady in the pink, they were husband and wife. They enrolled at the same time in this university study. Now they have two children, one 13 years old, the other 10 years old. The man is 36. They said, now they are quite well-to-do, not rich, but well-to-do. They can support themselves well. So they are thinking of the community. They want to help the community to improve their life. And they are thinking of the future also. They want their children to live in a good society. So it corresponds with what Father tell us this morning. If not now, then when? If not we, then who? So they have this in their mind without hearing Father's sermon. So the professor has shared with us many things. He told us also that when the people came together in this university learning, sometime on Saturday, they come to the center together or together with the children to do something together. They live together. And so most of the students are in the second year. The lady in this one, she is teaching. She is one of the teachers teaching in the, I think, economy to plan how to use the money. And in this university, when the student enter the university, first of all, they will be taught. They have to do three things. They will be, the first one is they have to change their way of thinking. They have to change their paradigm shift. This will be taught to them this is the first lesson. So everyone has to change the way of thinking, new world view, the view of this university before entering deeper. Then they have to reorganize their life, their self-esteem, know their identity, and learn to be self-sufficiency. And the last one is, they learn not for themselves, but for the community. They want to empower the community. So everyone is ready to share, to do with the community, not alone. And the main concept of life, university, the way they go on, is teach less, learn more. They don't teach like lecture in normal university. And then they change the world from inside, like Father said, from inside of us. Become more fully human being. Learn from real life's experiment. Each one has their own project. They don't copy the other. They may do something more or less the same, but different, in a different way. And so this is we know that we don't really know if we don't do it. So this is their philosophy in learning. So this is while we were there listening to him, Sister Philo is asking the professor some important things, so they have to be separate from others. Some secret. How I'm going to plan my life. Then before we thank the professor, I'd like to say something that our group has summed up yesterday, last night. The exposure to life university help us to think big, but we start small. The professor is a visionary. He was able to move beyond the ordinary structure of university life to start a new paradigm in learning for life. It gives us hope. He told us that we don't plant flowers of tree in a pot, but we plant it outside in the ground. Even though we plant a small seed, it will become powerful, even grow big. We are not tree in the pot. We need to move out. We need to change the world from the inside. Inside of us, inside the family, inside the community, to a larger society. Then we come to the term, what can we be applied to our mission or our community? Some sisters are formators. So in terms of formation, we need to be the role model for the young. We can also apply the main concept of change from the inside. From yesterday, when I heard the student telling that they have to do project for their own self, I was thinking this is much more than in the novitiate. Then for our ministries and work, we have to look on ways how to help people with a new paradigm, not just to be contented with what we have been doing in the past. Change the world from the inside and empower the community. And yesterday, from the couple, in their project of their learning, they have set a fund project in their community. Each one save 1 baht per day, so 30 baht per month. The members in the group, each one has a booklet, and each month, for every month, they put 30 baht. This is not a saving for themselves, but it is a fund for the group, the members, those who are members. Now they have about 150, and they have done this for 7 months. This money is like a donation. It is not for themselves. They are not saving for themselves, but for the welfare of the group. In the beginning, when I heard this, I thought, oh, they are saving like a credit union. But after hearing, oh, it's not. This is just donation, giving to the community. And now they are giving to the to the lady who give birth. They will give 300 baht to the mother and 300 baht to the child, to the baby. And then to the sick, 5 days in the hospital, they will give you 5 days. One each day, 100 baht. And then also for the dead, they will give money to help in the funeral and for the old people. So now they have this 4 program in their project. This is I don't know what to say, but it's like they are very broad-minded, not thinking of themselves alone. And in the end, Sister Olivia from India, she thanks the professor, and Mother Sumpong present the professor a gift from our group, And then, so we can say again that experiences from this exposure is we are project, we have impression for that the project, the concrete project, and the values of nature, the way of simple life, and the philosophy of sufficiency. We have learned this is, and then we have to, that is be to be transferred from within and can be used in this process in our formation, as I have mentioned before. So thank you very much, sister, but not yet. We don't, because Sister Olivia would like to present some like a conclusion again, story. She would, now today we have a lot of story. I'm waiting for the stew, the Korean stew. I think we have the Korean stew this afternoon for lunch.
Good morning, sisters. We visited the Life University of Meklong as religious of Asia, and therefore a reflection for us to be applied to our own life and multiply the university effect first in our own community. As we saw, the whole program, the project and the process is focused on the community, and therefore it is so evident that if we don't catch and take home and practice the community dimension, then we would be poorer for it. And therefore a reflection on our own community dimension and how to build communities, taking inspiration from the Meklong Life University project, and especially from the person, Dr. Seri. Our community, coming together, the identity is in the sharing of the same vocation given by Jesus, to follow him and to continue his mission, and to and the share we have in the same charism as members of the community in which we live. Thinking of our mission, we think of our founders, our foundresses. And the question to seek is, how do I become creative in living up to my charism? It is not to do what our foundress did when she lived, but it is to do what she would have done if she were with us in the context of today. And that gives us a vision and an urge to go beyond, to move beyond. The idea of the Meklong University is towards self-sufficiency and self-reliance. In the community, it is not living individualistic lives that we become self-sufficient or self-reliant, but it is by living a communion in community that we strengthen the weak areas of one another. We wipe away the deficiencies by coming together and thus enrich community. And we produce much more fruit, healthier and in abundance, because of the synergy that we have working together. One and one is not two, one and one is more than two, is the law of synergy. And The power that holds us together is Jesus, the Eucharistic Lord, who is at the center of our community. The Make-Long University set up training programs for communities with an aim to self-reliance. For us, the training program is always there, which is a constant life through our constitutions, the animation letters, the teaching of the church, and the signs of the times. And we learn to come together and live together to attain that aim of our community life. We go back to the source as it was presented here, the three principles. The source for us is the gospel. We go back to the roots. Roots of the individual members of the community. There may be variety of backgrounds, cultures, and yet we come together to enrich one another by learning about one another, her culture, her traditions, and also the culture of the local place in which we live and serve the community around. This is what is meant by going back to the roots. And that, together with that, the roots of our own congregation, how it began, why it began, and for us to continue it in the context of today. Go back to the basics of religious life, our vowed life, our community life, our mission, and leadership for service. When we focus on this and renew our commitment, and back to nature, is the message of today, the universal message of ecological life and ecological spirituality. And therefore nature is our mother. She is torn by our interference and therefore our communion with nature. So we found the meaning for our life from this Make-Long Life University project. We build communities, and having experienced the power of being a community among ourselves, we then plunge into our mission of building communities around us to empower our neighborhood, our locality, and build human communities. And we once again place deep within us what we borrow from the Make-Long Life University, the three programs of the 3 years, to change my way of life. The call to be a religious was that, but perhaps I have gone down, and therefore to relive and to change my life, my way of thinking, acting and valuing, to reorganize my life in the community. Set the program of our life as a community. Some planning needed in the present times. And to get back to the life which I may have lost with the web of life around me. And finally, all this is for community empowerment. This is my community mission. The mission starts within the community. And where I learn and practice the art of community building. Facilitate learning not by talking to one another, preaching to one another, but facilitating learning by living my own life and the impact I made on one another. We have learned much from our experience of yesterday, and our group will now present the life in action through a mime, and with that we end. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So, sister, this university has begun now 5 years. The student who has finished about 3,000, and now they want to have about 100 centers all over the country, and with 5,000 students now.
Thank you very much. Again, a round of applause for the University of Life. I would now like to call on group 5R with the guide of Sister Nora, that group. They are coming from the Royal Chitralada Project.
Yesterday, group 5, 6 and 7 visited Royal Chitralada Project initiated by His Majesty the King. All of us were greatly amazed and deeply touched to see a huge diversity of agricultural activities for experiment and demonstration purposes. When we shared our reflections, two things struck us most strongly. It was the leadership of the king. In other words, the love and the compassion of the king which enabled all of us, all of these projects possible. Indeed, out of love of people and out of good heart to help their lives and out of compassion to solve their problems, he undertook all this beginning from 1961. Second, that struck us was we were struck by his ecological concern. In these projects, nothing was wasted without being recycled in a very integrated and sustainable way. Truly, when he thought of helping people, his people, it was improving their quality of life in a true sense. The king was a powerful example of moving beyond, whose concern was not himself nor his honor or glory, but the people he loved so much. The projects of a great king is being enacted in our present situation. In King's Mother, we were vividly reminded of Jesus and were strongly inspired to live like him as a servant leader in our daily lives and in our possible world. We'd like to extend our warmest gratitude, deep gratitude to the Thai Preparatory Committee and our leader of the group and the staff members of the Chitralada Project for their warm welcome and for the very organized, thoughtful arrangement which made our exposure so meaningful and powerful. Thank you.
Thank you, 5R. I now call on 1N with Sister Yupa as guide, and this group went to the International Center for Buddhist Studies. Thank you.
To begin our sketch with we have a quotation from the Buddhist monastery. The good go to heaven. The bad go to hell. The enlightened go beyond. Now, our sketch will highlight the concept of going beyond. First, we will notice a group of nuns, women who have dedicated their life for the quest of enlightenment, which has become the exclusive center of their lives. And this is depicted by their simple life, by detachment, and by the spirituality of receiving and giving with a pure, unadulterated heart. Then you will notice another group of nuns, highly professional, blocked by the technology of today. Then there is the bell, the symbol of the eternal call, the call of humanity towards Godhood. And the message we want to portray is that nothing can replace witnessing.
I didn't know whether you understood that part where sister was walking ahead and we were trying to follow and we moved back because she's really a trailblazer in Thailand, being a nun who was ordained a monk. In spite of opposition, we were kind of like trying to follow, but we didn't have courage to follow her. So we moved forward, we came back. Right. So on behalf of the group, I'd like to say thank you very much to the sisters who organized the trip for us, Yupa for being the our guide, because a lot of work has gone in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Group 1. I'd like now to pass on to Group 8S. Sister Wantana was the guide, and they went to the Klong Toi slums. Thank you. Thank you.
moving beyond fear. Come and see. Be among the poor. Don't turn back. Open yourself. Take a risk. Be compassionate. Embrace the wounded. Be present. And just before we show the pictures, thank you very much for the people who organized the program for us. It was really worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Another round of applause. Thank you. The last group before we break for morning tea will be 6R. It was led by Sister Ratana, and they too went to the Royal Chitralada project. Thank you. 6R.
Good morning, sisters. So I just follow up the 7R group report a while ago. They presented something very concrete. A sample of the Royan project. Now I am bringing you to the Royan project in Chitralada Villa. In Chitralada Villa, yes. This is the whole project of Chitralada project. This from the bird's eye views, how you look at it. Yeah, you will see there are many projects under this Royan project. This project is inside the compound of Chitralada Villa. Yes, the king take initiative to put up this project inside the compound of the Chitralada Villa itself. His residence is somewhere on this side, I think, this side, just nearby. One of the things that Group 7 had mentioned to you that this project purposely was coming out from the initiative of the king after his visit to his subjects. He see how they struggle with their problems, you know, with the livelihood. So he take initiative of putting up this project. The purpose is for demonstration and experimentation of the project. At the same time, they are making use of modern technology and scientific method to come up with the best products that they can. It's not only emphasized on the modern technology or scientific method. When we went there, we could see how the simple is the demonstration, you know, the experimentation that they are doing, so that the ordinary farmer will be able to learn from them. So I'll just bring you around the project. So here you can see demonstration forest. And this one is an experimental rice farm. And this is fishery. The tilapia here, one of the species came from Penang, Malaysia, one from Japan, and then it then ended up into red tilapia of Thailand. And this is the dairy farm, and I think this is milk plant, milk plant. This is also milk plant. This is milk tablets. Because of there are too much overflowing of milk products, so the king decided to put up this milk plant, so to help the farmer. Because there were certain years in Thailand there were overflowing of milk products, and then the price went down very low. Many of the milk producers were having demonstration on the road and throw their milk on the road now in protest of this. So this is one of the project that answer to this problem. Some of us tested the milk tablets yesterday. I think it's good test. Yeah. And this is some of the experiment that they are doing inside in order to improve the quality. This is the pack of milk tablets. This is also milk tablet. This is milk, fresh milk in package, in the pack. And this is yogurt from the dairy products as well. And this is cheese plant. We did not go here yesterday, but some of the pictures of the previous pictures that I collected, this is in the Chilada project as well. And this is rice meal. They are doing the experiment, or it's more on demonstration. The rice meal. And then they also have the silo. This is New Zealand silo, modern. They made use of corrugated metal, something like that. This is the Thai way of rice silo. They have this, if you look at it, it looks like a cone shape, but put the head down. This is to prevent the mouse in climbing up the rice bun. I think in many countries they are doing this. Sister Nolin told me yesterday in New Zealand they are having this kyle, and so the Maureen. And when I went to Cook Islands, I saw something like this, and so even around the coconut tree they did like this. This is, they call it charcoal from the hash, rice hash. It's already compacting. And then, according to them, the good quality of this is it will not give to, smoke. Yeah. And I think this is fruit juice, packing of fruit juice. Yeah. And this is the experiment on fuel production initiated by the king as well. They are producing the gasohol and biodiesel here. And this is Candon project factory inside. Each year they produce only a certain number of candons, especially these red candons. This is supposed to be used in the big ceremony in each Lenten season. When the Buddhist monk came out from the Lenten season, I think they offer something like this, you know, to the temple. And then this is Mulberry paper factory. Mulberry. They use the bark of the tree. They have to boil it and then put something to make it white. And then if you want it to be more presentable, you put patterns of flowers here. Mostly they use it for decorative purposes or keep wrapper like that. This is linju mushroom. According to them, they got the germs from Japan. And 1 kilogram of this costs about 1,000 baht. mostly they use it for medicine or drink products. Sendam they use for food because the taste is bitter. And then this is spirulina culture. Spirulina is a kind of angel according to them. They can use this for medicine or mix it with some of the crackers, something like that. It helps prevent high blood pressure and all kinds of good health promotion, something like that, which we don't remember everything that they try to train us, no? And then this is a plant genetic conservation project. So from the experience that we have in our visitors, we were reminded of the Bibikran hospitality of the staff there. They're so attentive, welcome, and then we could see also that they work as teamwork. No? They work as teamwork. Whatever lacking here, someone will run and then give it something. They are, for me, they are really professional presenter of their project. And then they are using resources with respect to environment and creation. And one of the things we observe also is the optimal utilization of the natural resources. They never waste anything, you know, from their garbage. They make use of something, and then from the fruit products they put into fermented fertilizations of those things. And then they use also technology and science method for life-giving process. What we call humanized technology. And then each Royan project was born out of the king's concern for his subject. It's one of the things. And then the king is a man of vision. The king also worked closely with his staff to come up with all good ideas and creative activities for his subject. That's one. And then the king is true to his word or his commitment. Remember the Thai people on his coronation day, the word that he vows to his subject was, I don't know if I got the right translation, but I try to translate from the Thai to English. I will rule justly. I will work for the welfare of my people. That was his commitment, and then it's seen home through. And then when we went around, we could see that some of the company donated certain amount to put up buildings, to put up the projects there, because they saw what he had done for his people. So he is not doing it alone, but he got also the heart of the people to join in. So this is from the words of my own father, Saint Vincent. But I think it's applicable for the king, no? in this situation. If you have love, you are inventive to the infinite. It will always go on and on. Unless you are running out of your love, you cannot think anymore. You cannot devise yourself anymore. Look for better things for others. And the most significant in the exposure that we have, one is eco-friendly, because it makes use of all of the resources, natural resources. Nothing has been wasted. That's one of the things we learn. And sustainability, use what you have at hand. The local capital resources is very important. I think in the University of Life, you also emphasize on that. Local capital resources. And the king's leadership, he exercised it in creative service. I think it cut the lower part of this screen. He exercised it in a creative service, not power. It's, yeah, supposed to be not power, but I think the screen is too small for my... not power, okay. And then what way can we use our power to encourage others to move beyond their boundaries? We said one is the invitation to promote leadership in all levels. Leadership who has exercising creative services, not power. And develop leadership that moves from within. It just coincidence with the homily this morning. The priest also talked about move from within. And then encourage creativity and collaboration. An invitation to be in solidarity with the poor. One of our sisters in the group said, many of us has been poor, many of us has the chance to get involved with people who have influence in society. Yeah. So bring them into solidarity, bring them to have that kind of feeling with the poor people so that they will come out. And what boundary imprison women reduce today from using fully their capacity to help others? We said one of the boundaries we have is our comfortable zone and security. Change is too painful. We are used to the comfortable life and security already. It's hard. And level of commitment of each person also is very important. When you have less commitment, it's very hard to get the whole uprooted the things in you. And attitude of each person is also different. Heavy package of the past also might be boundaries. And in our modern society here and now, in what ways do we see the movement of Jesus? We could see in that project the ecology, no? And the prophetic movement of Jesus. Prophetic movement of Jesus. Jesus who always seek to do the will of his Father and go beyond. That's what we see. And how do we adapt into our way of life? We said it depends on each location, because each location gives different situations and problems that we have to answer. So each person, each congregation has to really discern in where we are in order to respond appropriately. And then, okay, that's all. Thank you, sister.
Thank you very much. That was an excellent summary to conclude this portion of the presentations. There are two more presentations when we come back.